freedom from fear. And please note that this is a broad subject. It's a broad title. Right now, we're going through a stage where uncertainty is in the air. We're going through some times that we don't know what's going to be on the other side. We don't know who's infected with a virus. There is uncertainty everywhere you go. Yesterday morning, I had shared a brief story from Monday. I'm off on Mondays. Usually that's family day. And my wife and I had gone to Central PA to visit the family for dinner. We had dinner plans. And I shared yesterday that I had stopped several places looking for toilet paper. Okay? Now, potentially you might be asking right now, Pastor, why were you looking for toilet paper? Right? Well, the reason why, okay, it had dawned on me that potentially, fairly soon, toilet paper might be a commodity. Because everybody's buying them up. We have, I asked how much supply do we have of toilet paper? And it's estimated between 3 to 4 weeks. And now, for the church, and now with the media saying that this could, if in case we're going to quarantine and wait for this thing to die off, it won't be till July or August till we have a peace of mind. Is it July or August, right? So, we don't have enough toilet paper to last us till July and August. And if from now till July or August, people are going frantic, what am I going to do? So I had just thought about it on Monday. I said, man, I should have acted sooner. I try not to worry about anything at all. I mean, that's just me. But then I came to my senses and I said, I should have reacted solely because I might not come across any toilet paper because everybody's going to panic. And the church cannot run out of toilet paper. I am not going to ask the Congress to bring their own. That's not happening at all. So, I had stopped several places and a slight miracle happened, which will be, well, the miracle is that I found some. But the point that I'm trying to get to is this. This was the first time that I've walked into a supermarket in a couple of weeks. And this is in Central PA. In a small, tiny little town, and this supermarket seems like it's on Main Street in the center of this little village-like tiny town. And everyone from the dollar stores that I had walked into all the way to this last stop that I made, everybody just looked desperate. They looked cautious. And you seem as though you get that vibe that everybody wants their distance from you, right? Which we've been instructed to remain 6 feet, right? And that kind of just resonated with me for a while. And I said, wow, what an effect on people, social media, the news. Now, this is nothing to sneeze about, you know, no pun intended. But this is somewhat of a serious matter, but it's been projected and amplified to such a degree that it has literally affected people emotionally. And since Sunday to now, I have been trying to get people not to panic. Trust in your God. Let me remind you of some of these promises. The Lord is in control. He is in control of everything. And this is what brought me to the topic of tonight's sermon. Freedom of fear. To have that freedom. To walk not worrying about what's around the corner, what's next, Am I protected or not? Oh my gosh, I sneezed. Do I have the virus? All those stuff. And you know people think like that. You know, if somebody sneezes some ways from you, all of a sudden you feel threatened. And that's no way to live. That's no way to live. No way. Especially with you knowing who you are in Christ. Right? So, I'll just go straight to the point. We do not need to fear natural disasters. Right there. We're starting out with that right now. We don't. No need to. Why? Because the Lord God is our refuge and our strength. Key word here is refuge. We all know what refuge means, don't we? Can I please have Psalms 46? We're going to cover verses 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. That's deep right there. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. Look at that. Why fear? First of all, to cover things up, to cover everything, I should say, pardon me. Verses 1 that we just read. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This is assurance for the time of trouble. This is what this verse is emphasizing. The assurance and knowing without a shadow of the doubt that the Lord is with us as he was with King David. No doubt about it. And verses 2 and 3 speaks about the courage for the terrible trouble on earth, which is what we need. We cannot operate in the basis of fear, but courage and trust in our God. And this is both physical and social. This verse speaks about physical and social problems. The courage for the terrible times that we might face on earth. It could be a pandemic, as what's happening now. It could be war. It could be like the Great Depression. What is it? The 2009. I'm drawing a blank. Well, the Great Depression, but the recession. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. The recession. Whatever the case might be, the Lord has it all under control, and we need to learn to trust the Lord. Through every single circumstance. And we don't have to fear the future. We don't have to fear what's around the corner. There is no need to. Same book of Psalms, but now we're going to jump to chapter 112. We're going to cover 7 and 8. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemy. This is the essence of freedom from fear. Right here, found in this verse. He doesn't have to live in constant fear of bad news, of business reverses, or, can I politely just inject in there, natural calamities. There's no need for. He is trusting in the Lord and knows that nothing can happen to him and her apart from God's will. And this is where we have to hinge everything on, apart from God's will. We all love God.
We all serve God with our whole heart. The Lord is in control. So why worry? Why worry what the future is going to hold if we know that He has everything in His hands? And even if God leads us into dark valleys, there is nothing to fear because He is with us. And this is what I'm trying to get in everybody's mind, in everybody's head. The Lord is with you. This is an assurance that we have. I've said this, I believe, once before. I feel so fortunate. So fortunate. Can I say, will you understand if I say lucky, for lack of better terminology? Do you understand when I say that? We don't believe in luck, all right? I don't believe in luck myself. But you understand where I'm going with this? I feel blessed. I feel extremely fortunate to know the one true God. And this is one thing that you and I can say that no one else can. No one else. We worship a real thing, a real being, a deity. We don't worship an object or any of the rather. We worship a real God. And no one else can say that about their religion whatsoever. Therefore, knowing this, I know that my God is with me. I know that He protects me. And I, even though I might go through bad times, troubled times, even though I might be in the midst of the thick of it, I know that He is there with me every step of the way. This is a psalm that we all know. Psalms 23, verses 3 and 4. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. I shall not lack vitality at all, because He restores your soul and my soul every single day. And I shall not lack moral directions either, because He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. So therefore, why lack moral direction at all? There's no need to. And I often say, how can God be glorified when we are afraid? The two don't go hand in hand. The spirit of fear has no place in a Christian at all. Now, there are going to be times when we might be uncertain. There are things that can strike the fear in your heart. But as long as we know that we can go to our Maker, to our God, He will honor our trust in Him. 100%. He gives us power. He doesn't give us fear. When we go to the Lord, that's all you can expect from Him. His power to overcome. Can I please have 2 Timothy verse 1, chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When I was studying this particular verse, this exact scripture, I came across something that I had forgotten about after a while. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Sound mind. What does this sound mind over here refer to? There's a lot of people who say that a Christian could never have any sort of mental illness. And I don't quite agree with that statement. Sometimes mental illness is an inherited disease or potentially circumstances of exposed to maybe chemicals or somewhere that's detrimental to your mental health from breathing in something or whatever. Here, a sound mind speaks about personal self and personal discipline, a sound mind. We are able to discipline ourselves whenever there's harsh times. This is what sound mind means. And there are so many ways that we can practice discipline. We can practice discipline from abstaining from certain things, not going certain places, not doing certain things or saying certain things is all part of discipline. But also, can we discipline ourselves to not fear and trust God in making Him 100% in control? But going back to the beginning of the verse, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love." Power and love. So, if you and I know that we have power in the name of Jesus, through the Lord God Almighty, through His Holy Spirit, where does fear take place? Where is its place? If we have the power to lay the hands on the sick and they become well, to raise the dead, to change circumstances, to intercede, can we still do that when we are doubtful? When we are in fear? No matter what the circumstances might be, whether it be calamity, whether it be circumstances that you can't help yourself? Not at all. And this is why I'm trying to input on everyone to not fear and trust in God. If you are afraid, the Lord can give us peace that replaces our fear. And I'd like to read John chapter 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The words from the Lord Himself. Oftentimes, not every time, but oftentimes, when someone is either on their deathbed, or they know they have a short time to live, usually what they'll do is they'll do a will. They'll create a will. And in that will, it's going to mention and spell out everything that they want to happen with their property and their personal belongings when they go. And it almost seems as though this is exactly what the Lord was doing right now, in this particular occasion. Just before He went to go to heaven, this is what He instructed us, word by word. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as this world gives it to you." I'm sorry, "not as the world gives do I give to you." Meaning, He's not leaving us a house. He's not leaving us a car or anything. "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This is what the Lord left to us. He left us a tremendous blessing with the Holy Spirit, who is with us every single step of the way. So, with all these promises that have come from the Lord, with all that He has left us with, we need not be afraid. The peace of the Lord surround us. It is with us. And we have power. We have power in Him. Yesterday morning, I had mentioned, what if someone that you know, or someone that knows someone that knows you, and knows that you are a Christian, were to call you for you to come and pray over their friend or themselves for the Lord to heal them? And the question that I asked yesterday was, would you do it over the phone? Or would you get over your fears and go and lay hands on that person and pray for them to recover? Now that you know that you have the power to do that. I don't have any power. Church leadership doesn't have any power. It's all in the name of the Lord. And He has given you that power also. And will you use it without being fearful? And expect a phone call. Expect someone to say how bad they have it, or someone that they know they have it. And then you're going to get a conviction in your heart by the Holy Spirit to pray for them. And then at that particular moment, you will have to decide, am I going to do it or not? These are decisions that we all face from time to time. When the opportunity comes for us to witness to someone, for us to pray for someone, for us to show God's love for someone. And the Lord cannot be glorified if we have fear. Hence, we need to have freedom from fear. Amen?
Amen.
I would like to take 5 minutes and do a corporate prayer right now. I didn't want to have a long, drawn-out sermon today. And I think it's very important, moving forward, that we come together as one and pray. It's not about me. It's not about anybody else. It's about the Lord.
Amen.
And I do feel led in my heart to lead the congregation in one unit prayer. Just about every single service. I think it's a necessity. I do think that we are going to inherit blessings from doing so. For praying for one another, praying for our families and our friends, both here in the United States and abroad, for the Lord to protect them. We have the power to do that. I believe that it's time that we exercise this power. Amen?
Amen.
So, if it's okay with you, we'll just take 5 minutes to come together and pray. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come before your presence right now. Lord, right now, we call upon you, Lord, at this very moment. And Lord, right now, I pray that your hedge of protection will remain here with us. Remain, Lord, with your people. Remain, Lord, to all of those who call upon your name. Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, I pray for the blood of Jesus to cover every single person, Lord, here, and everyone who is watching us, Lord, right now, who's listening to us, Lord, online right now, in Jesus' name. A hedge of protection, Lord, to all of those who love you, who trust you, who know your word, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, fear does not come from you. You have given us a spirit of power and of love through the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, that may every single one of us learn to exercise what we have through the power of the Holy Spirit. May we now, Lord, use this circumstance to bring honor and glory to your name and your name alone. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now we intercede for our country. We intercede, Lord, for our state. We intercede, Lord, for our respective counties and neighborhoods. And we intercede for our home. I ask, Lord, right now that your guardian angel will come with his fire sword and protect us, Lord, from our coming in and going out. Your word has promised that you will be with us. And Lord, we stand on your promise. We know, Lord, that you are good for the money. And Lord, once again, I pray that you will remove all the doubts, that you will remove all the fear, that you will remove, Lord, every single thing that does not come from the throne. And Lord, I pray that we will be strong, no matter what the circumstance might be, in the thick of things. Even if things were to get worse, Lord, we know that we can trust in you. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we call upon the blood of Jesus. We call upon the blood of the Lamb. We call upon you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Magnified be your name. Glorified be your name, Lord. We worship you. We love you, Lord. We exalt your holy name. Lord, I thank you that you hear us. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you protect us. I thank you, Father, for your promises. Your promises are true. We worship you, Lord. We give you honor and praise and glory, for you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We exalt your holy name, Father. Be magnified. Be glorified, Lord. We worship you. We exalt you. Magnified be your name. Lord, I thank you that you're in this place. I thank you, Lord, for your love. I thank you, Lord, for your mercies, your endless mercy upon us. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us thus far. And thank you, Lord, that you will continue to protect us. And I pray, Lord, for everyone who is in here, for everyone who comes in contact with any person, may your love, may your power transfer, Lord, to that particular person in Jesus' name. Lord, right now, I pray for an reverse effect. Instead of, Lord, this disease coming to us, I pray, Lord, that whoever, anyone in here, whoever they touch, the opposite will happen. And that they will be healed and they will turn around in Jesus' name. For everyone who is in here this evening, for everyone they come in contact with, that they, when they touch someone, the opposite will happen in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your power. We thank you, Lord, for the power that we have in Jesus' name. Through the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you have made us conquerors. You have made us overcomers. Made us rulers. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship you and we praise you. Lord, thank you. Magnified be your name and glorified be your name. Lord, we worship you. And Lord, one more thing. I pray, Lord, that you will guard this church and protect this church, Lord. We understand what the law of the land is. And Lord, I am not ready to tell people that they can't come to church. I would never say that, Lord. And may it be for as many people who want to come and worship you. If it exceeds 100, 200, 300, I pray, Lord, that you'll protect us from the fines and from any circumstances, Lord, that might arise. We lift, Lord, the situation up to you. We will always worship you, and we will always praise you. We trust in you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. We bless your holy name. We glorify your holy name. And it is in the matchless name that we pray of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you.